for all of us, it's about generating more money for the arts. And that's the New Year's resolution we have every year.
Are there some specific programs that you're looking to build upon or to create?
Well, we just launched a new events website called Orlando at Play, and it's orlando.atplay.com. And we are broadening that website. It's about everything that's going on in Central Florida. So it not only has cultural programming, but it has entertainment. So if you want to go to a music club, you can get on Orlando at Play. Restaurants, we're going to have more and more information. We are going to be launching an arts education website as a component of that, which will be aimed at teachers and homeschooling about cultural programs that they can bring into the schools and take the kids to outside of schools. And then we're going to be launching a student ticketing site that will have reduced and free tickets for students to make the arts accessible to them as well.
So it's kind of a financial umbrella organization for the arts. You probably have your finger on the pulse more than anybody else.
Yeah.
What are some really interesting projects that you're seeing coming out of, you know, this group or that group that you're excited to see in 2015?
Well, I think with the Philharmonic, they are doing a significant search for a new artistic director. They are bringing 5 candidates into the Orlando area and having the community meet them all. So it's a very highly visible search for a new artistic director, and they have amazing candidates. I'm excited about that. The ballet has a new executive director who moved here with a strong business background. So I'm hoping to see a wonderful new direction for the ballet as far as raising more dollars. They have a new facility that is right in the center of the Lock Haven Cultural District that they're going to be developing with dance studios that face a beautiful lake. So fantastic potential new programming.
We've been talking about some things that are planned in 2015. What are some things that are hopes for 2015 and beyond that you just need that extra help to make it work?
I'm interested in providing greater technical assistance to our cultural organizations. We've partnered with the Rollins Center for Philanthropy, focusing workshops and intensive consultancies focused on expanding annual funds for our cultural institutions, expanding the individual giving base. And I think that those very directed consultancies are going to make a big difference in the organizations being more broad in the way they raise money. And we need to do the same for United Arts.
Spotlight usually gives people a preview of something they can do for the coming weekend. But since we're talking about the coming year, if people were to mark their calendars now with, say, 3 events that you know about that they don't want to miss this year, what would they be?
The Fringe Festival, which is happening in the spring, and that is a 2-week festival of all kinds of theater performances from performers from all over the world. It's really a wonderful thing. They do it at the Lock Haven Cultural District. They have a Kids Fringe Festival as well. Actually, it's theater, it's music, it's dance, it's a lot of things, a wonderful celebration for Orlando. And I think people need to pay attention to what's going on at Dr. Phillips, because they are having really remarkable things coming up. A jazz series, the Broadway series is now over at the Dr. Phillips, and the new outdoor plaza is going to have a lot of free concerts, so people can come and enjoy the beautiful weather and this beautiful green space downtown.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.